Blog Talk Radio.
Life, Love, and Wellness.
Love and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. On this journey, it is my pleasure, my distinct pleasure, to serve as your tour guide. So I thank you for being a part of this life event. I am so excited you chose to join in today. So let's get this party started. And you know, every time you have an event, you get people together, there's certain things that you got to do to be prepared for your guests to arrive. And so what we're going to do before we get our party started, first we're going to ground ourselves in positive energy, and I'm going to do an affirmative reading. And so for today, our special message is called A New Culture. I envision a new culture based entirely on love. I see all living creatures coexisting peacefully with one another, a culture void of competition, greed, jealousy, fear, and hatred. I see a culture where love reigns supreme. I see a culture that completely accepts and honors difference as a norm of reality. I see a culture that inspires and encourages the exchange of all. I see love that radiates from all and through all in this new culture. This new culture is possible. I can aid in the creation of this new culture within my sphere of influence. I can help establish and build this perfect dwelling place with those I encounter on my journey through life. My path is amply supplied with opportunities for my expression of unconditional love and acceptance. This new culture is exactly where I reside. I create this new culture. I embrace this new culture. I cherish this new culture. I give thanks to the Creator for the manifestation of this new culture during my lifetime. I am this new culture. And again, that's from my daily messages from WordPress, wordpress.com, Reverend Rev Sandy, R-E-V-S-A-N-D-Y, .wordpress.com. Thank you for listening to that. So next what we're going to do, it's a very special time for us. We invoke and we invite the spirits and energies of our ancestors to be with us tonight. We actually want them to be with us at all times. The energies of those that have come and made the impact and the difference here on Mother Earth. So we give thanks for their gifts. We treasure who they are. We love you. We bless you. We appreciate you. Ashe, ashe. Well, it's all about life. It's all about love. And it's all about wellness. So tonight's show is Our Future, Our Youth, Their Lives Matter. We have three adult guests with us, and we have some of our youth members that are going to be a part of the discussion as tonight as well. So first we have Miss Geneva Vanderhurst from Sting, and and STING Incorporated, and that stands for Steering Triumphant Innovators of the Next Generation. And she'll be with us shortly to tell you about what that really means and the work that she does. And then we're blessed to have Miss Alisa Turner, and the name of her organization is called Soar to College. And she has some tips, she has resources, she has information to help young people that are heading off to college in the form of scholarships and some other resources. And then lastly, we have a young lady by the name of Stephanie Igbinabia, and she is the founder of the Ivy Foundation. And she's in New York, but she's joining us tonight, and she's going to tell us what she's doing with her organization as well. So thank you for being a part of Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. So, audience, if you're not on the call, you can call in at 516-531-9819 and listen in. And if you would like to join the discussion, just hit 1. That'll let us know you want to talk with us. Thank you again, everyone. Please watch the background. Watch the background noise. Callers. I'm going to breathe in really hard. So you're listening. You're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We're going to take a real quick break here. Now, you know, we've got the young folks with us tonight. I normally play some oldie but goodies. I'm still playing oldie but goodie because that's really all I have in my repertoire here. But I'm going to play something that they would like. So here we go. First break. So I know you recognize that was Beat It by Michael Jackson. So we appreciate you for returning to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show.
Sandy Rogers Newsreel.
So I've got an article called The Truth About Sugar Addiction. So sugar in moderate amounts is essential for our bodies. As a carbohydrate, it helps supply you with the energy you need for your daily activities, and all of your cells use it. But at the same time, sugar is also a calorie, and once it is consumed in excess, negative effects to your health will follow. Massive sugar addiction can result in obesity, diabetes, heart damage or failure, cancer cell production, depletion of brain power, and shorter lifespans. Moderation is important in this case. Yet avoiding food with high sugar content is definitely easier said than done these days, given the variety of options in stores. Some of the usual suspects include energy drinks, sodas, candy bars, artificial sweeteners, and so much more. And we all have access to them. But I just wanted to highlight a couple of the ways that you may not be aware of that sugar can really damage your health. It interferes with the absorption of calcium, magnesium, and protein. So it can make you have a deficiency in any one of those nutrients. Decreases your good cholesterol levels. It lowers your vitamin E levels. It upsets the mineral relationship in your body. It's addictive and intoxicating, similar to alcohol is what they say. So now I've read reports that says sugar addiction is almost as bad as being addicted to the strong drugs like cocaine and heroin. It increases risk of antisocial behavior. Wow, look at that. Depression, alcoholism. Obesity, rapid sugar absorption promotes excessive food intake. So with your consumption of things that have too much sugar in them, it will make you overeat. Dizziness, headaches and migraines. So I want gum disease, toxemia while you're pregnant, contributes to eczema in children. It increases the risk of polio. But there's a list of 76 different health issues that are attributed to excess sugar. So, you know, I will always want to bring something to you that's a little bit off of the subject, but that is needed for your life and for you to be able to live a more productive and educated existence. So here we are, Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. And our show tonight is Our Future, Our Youth, Their Lives Matter. So we're going to start off with Geneva Vanderhurst. She's the founder and the executive director of STEAM. Again, that's Steering Triumphant Innovators of the Next Generation. And Geneva, let me tell you a little funny story about how I first met her. She needed someone to help with her youth group that she is very passionate about, extremely passionate about. And she called a friend of hers who happened to know me. And he told her, well, Sandy would be the one because she's an author and she could come out and help your children. And so I was working actually at that time in a herb shop. And so... She called me on the phone. I told her I was working. She's like, well, where are you working? You know, just kind of being all informal and everything. And so I told her where the store was. And the next thing I know, she's walking through the door. Hey, Sandy. I was like, I'm working, you know. But she is so attached. She is so passionate about the work that she does with her youth, that she lets nothing, just absolutely nothing, stop her from doing and serving and being the best that she could be with the children. So Geneva was born in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I told her we're probably distant cousins or something. So, hey, she graduated from Southern University. She relocated to Georgia in 1988, and she's done a lot of different she's had a lot of different careers, and so she's worked in various markets. But then she found her way to Turner Chapel AME Church, which is just a dynamic church here in Cobb County, Georgia. And they are a church that is actively taking a role in the community life. You know, a lot of times we have these big churches, big mega churches, and they just sit there. They're not out in the community. But I know from a business perspective, I was involved with an organization 10 or 15 years ago, and Turner Chapel, they opened up their doors because we didn't have any place to have meetings. And they let us come in. We didn't have to pay any rent or anything. And Turner Chapel has always been extremely community-minded. So it's not surprising to me that Geneva would be a part of their education department, and this is how she came up with the creation of the Sting. And so that's Geneva. And Geneva, let me go ahead and introduce the other two ladies, and then we'll come back to you. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine, Sandy.
Okay. And then I also want to say they were actually on our show. The children were on the show last May 12th, 2015. And Geneva was not able to be on that show because of some health issues with one of her children. And next we have Alisa Turner. And Alisa is a native Atlantean, which is a rare commodity in this area. So, and we're welcoming Alisa to the show. She's a part of the education ministry at Turner Chapel AME as well. She homeschooled her children along with some other children in the community. Her background is in business and psychology, and her program is called Soar to College, and it grew out of a need for her to help her own children to get financing to go to college. And so her organization is Soar to College, and she's going to bring us some resources and provide us with information in that regard. And then lastly, I was at an economic conference in January here in Atlanta called the Hope Global Forum, and I know I've talked about this several times on previous shows, but I met this young sister, Stephanie, and she was so articulate and so ingrained and so involved in her community, and she spoke so passionately about the work. And so she says that she's pursuing a bachelor's of art in sociology and pre-med with a minor in human resources development and management. She's up in New York again, and she's going to Brooklyn College. But she's on the path of creating a nonprofit organization called the IVIE Foundation. And this set up for the disadvantaged first-generation and low-income youth and families in her community. The organization is to enable young adults in high school and college to have access to the internships, scholarships, STEM programs, and professional jobs that will place them on the track to graduate from high school and college successfully and to be leaders in the community. So those are our three phenomenal guests for tonight, and we're going to start off with Miss Geneva Vanderhurst. Geneva, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hello, Sandy. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to come on and share what we do here in the South Cobb County area. Again, I'm Geneva Vanderhurst, and I'm a member of the Turner Chapel AME Education Ministry. I also am a member of the Austell Community Task Force, the Powder Springs Community Task Force, and several of the local middle and high school PTSAs. My organization started in August of 2009, and it started because at that time I was in between jobs and trying to figure out what I was going to do next. So because of my relationship with the youth at Turner Chapel AME Church through my son that graduated from McEachern High School in 2006, during his junior year in 2004, he attended a college tour that our church sponsored. It has been sponsoring for years, and they go national. So I thought this would be an opportunity to assist the youth in my community to expose them to college life. So prior to that, some of the other things that we do with STEAM Incorporated is we do youth financial literacy workshops, the United Way Shoebox Project. We do vision board parties every year at the beginning of the year. We host a senior citizens Christmas party for Christmas at a senior citizens apartment complex. And we also sponsor a Easter egg hunt for those same senior citizens. During the summer in June, we host a June empowerment series where local professionals from the community come in and speak to young people about their careers. We also do student assessments. And we stress the importance of our students to perform community service. This spring break, which starts April 4th through 7th, we will be touring colleges around the state of Georgia. First college we'll be attending is we're going to go to Savannah State University, then Albany State University, Mercer in Macon, Spelman College, Morehouse College, Clark Atlanta University, Georgia State University, and Agnes Scott Colleges. Some of the colleges
wow.
we've toured in the past, because this is our sixth annual college tour, some of the colleges that we've toured in the past are the University of Georgia, the University of West Georgia, Fort Valley State University, Gordon College, Georgia Southern University, and Georgia Tech. So basically, Sandy, what we do is we take our students, middle and high school, we start 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, and by the time they're in the later years of high school, they're already on a path to college. They have visited some college campuses where they've been exposed to admissions, curriculum, what college life is about, and we're gone for like 4 days. This year, we are also going to perform a community service project while in Macon so that the youth can give back to the city of Macon. And we are going to visit the culmination of our project, of our tour, is a visit to the Apex Museum on Auburn Avenue. That will be the last day of our tour. We are always looking for mentors and sponsors. We are funded by donors and sponsors. And we currently have a You Caring campaign, which is similar to the GoFundMe campaign, but ours is a You Caring campaign, which is the basically for nonprofit organizations. And the link can be found on our Facebook page, which is STEAM Inc. Our website is currently being updated, and it is not ready yet. But I can be reached at 404-625-6543. Our address is 3315 South Cobb Drive, number 813366, Smyrna, Georgia, 381. And, of course, the Facebook page has the You Caring link. I have, Sandy, some young people that have either, most of them are our alumni. And what I like to do is let them talk so that we can get an idea from them what the experience was for them.
So that's absolutely great, Geneva. Excellent.
Thank you. The first person I'd like to bring on, Sandy, is a young man that actually traveled with us on our very first college tour. He's now a college student. His name is Darius Reddick. And Darius, are you here?
Hello.
Hi, Darius.
Hey, Darius.
Hey.
Darius, would you give us a little background, who you are, where you are, possibly your major, your future aspirations, and basically what traveling on the STEAM College Tour did for you?
Of course. Well, hello, everybody. I'm grateful to be on the show. My name is Darius Reddick. I'm a sophomore at Georgia State University. I'm currently a computer informational systems major. I'm also the vice president of AIS, which is the Association for Informational Systems at Georgia State University. I intend to graduate 2018, and my future aspirations more so would be starting up my own company. What I've really gained from singing in the college tours was a lot of things that I feel like a lot of organizations don't do, and it's actually full-on experience, putting you right in the life of college on these tours, getting to experience and talk to different college students at that point in time to figure out what really you need to focus on to get accepted into the colleges. So on my very first, I was one of the able to be on one of the very first tours that Miss Geneva offered, and it was very eye-opening for me. I was able to talk with a lot of different individuals from all walks of life, and they basically gave me insight in telling me that not only is my GPA and grades important, but that extracurricular activities as such as being a part of STEAM Inc. and being active in my community was also very important when it came to applying for colleges, that they didn't want to just look at numbers and test scores, but that they were important, but that they wanted to see a well-rounded individual.
Thank you very much, Darius.
Oh, no problem, Ms. Geneva. You know, I'm always willing to help and let people know how important it was for me being a part of this program and having that opportunity to go to these colleges and actually see college life and see that this was the life for me, that this is where my prime is and where my bulk of my education and knowledge would come from. So I'm always willing to help out at any time.
Thank you very much,
Darius.
And I'd like to also mention that Darius comes back often, quite often, and performs community service with us. I just make one phone call, and if he's available, and he usually makes himself available, and he comes and helps out. And we really, really appreciate you, Darius, for giving back to continuously giving back to the community.
No problem, Ms. Geneva. You know, I'll stop whatever I'm doing. At this very moment, I'm studying for my geology tomorrow. So no matter what time of day you need me, I'll be there.
Wow,
thank you so much. And we're very proud of you, Darius. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. I hope everybody else
is
out there listening and is trying to do the same.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. All right, Miss Geneva.
Well, Miss Sandy, I don't know if this young lady is on the line. I do hope she is. She also was on our first college tour. She's set to graduate in May. Michelle Davis, are you on the line?
You have quite a few on here.
Sorry. Oh, I'm here.
Michelle? Is that Michelle?
How's it going? Yes.
How are you, Michelle? It's so good to hear your voice again.
Good to hear you, too.
So, Michelle, would you give us an idea right now? I understand you're graduating in May. And let us know about your last 4 years, and of course about your experience on the very first STEAM college tour.
Okay. Well, my name is Michelle Davis. I am a senior at Augusta University. I study kinesiology with a concentration in pre-physical therapy. I plan to graduate in May. And I plan to get my master's in clinical nursing leader. I really enjoyed my college tour. I was able to see various different colleges. It also opened my mind up to wanting to go to a smaller college first before I went to a university, which I ended up doing. I would have to say I really enjoyed Savannah University. I love the atmosphere they had. I like being able to talk to different people from each school and hearing their feedback on what college life is really going to be like and why their school may be great. I really enjoyed my trip.
Well, Michelle, thank you very much. And you are graduating in May, am I correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Very good. I plan to be there. And what are your plans after graduation?
Right after I'm going to take off for a little while. I'm still going to take a couple classes
to post-bac, and then I'm going to apply for the clinical nursing leader program at Augusta University.
I'm sorry, what university?
Augusta University. They just changed the name from Georgia Regents.
Oh, I see. Very good. So you're going to stay here in the state for a minute?
Yeah, I plan to be here for a while.
Well, very good, good. Michelle, thank you so much. I appreciate you calling in.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Michelle. The next doctor name is right.
Sandy, I also have a young man. I think another alumni is on the show. Is on right now. His name is Christian Williams. He is a student at Kennesaw State University. Christian traveled with us, I think, around 2012 tour. Christian, are you on?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes, can.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are y'all tonight?
Very good. Christian, if you would you please give us an let us know where you are. What's your major? What are your future aspirations? And how the college tour that you attended, what was your experience with the college tour that you attended?
Okay, well, my name is Christian. I attend Kennesaw State University. I'm currently in Powder Springs. And the main thing that I liked about the college tour was how it was an eye-opener for a lot of high schoolers at the time. That was in 2011. I was a junior, and that was my first time actually being on campus at multiple campuses. So that was a big eye-opener for me. And it also helped me prepare for the future because at the time I wasn't really too sure where I wanted to go. I just kind of knew, you know, I want to go to college, but where do I want to go? And I knew I wanted to stay in Georgia, but, you know, I ended up leaving Georgia. But I transferred back, and I think the main thing was how big of an eye-opener it was for high schoolers who don't usually get the opportunity to go on college campuses.
And, Christian, what is your major?
My major is information systems, business information systems.
And with a business information system, I guess that's a BS degree. What are your future plans?
Well, after I plan on graduating, after I graduate, I plan on working with that major somewhere for a few years and then branching off and starting my own information systems label, kind of.
Yes, very good. Thank you, Christian. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Very proud of you, Christian. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Sandy, I'm not sure if he called in because he had an event. This young man
created his resume and sent it to me the other day, and I mean, my eyes are still just crossed by all the things that he's done already at such a young age.
Mm.
His name is Miguel Barber. Miguel, are you on the line?
Miguel,
if you're on, you have to press 1.
Hello?
Hello?
Miguel?
Hello?
I think he's there.
Hi, Miguel.
Hey, Miss Geneva.
How are you?
Good, and you?
Good. I know you're tired. You've been at school and you've been at an event, probably just got home. But we'd like for you to basically tell us a little bit about yourself, and I know that you attended the college tour, but in addition, you went along with a small group that went down to Georgia Tech last fall. So would you just give us a few minutes of your time? I know you're tired, and I really, really appreciate you calling in.
No problem. All right, well, first I'd like to begin with, good evening, Miss Sandy. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thank you for being on the show, Miguel.
Thanks for having me. So the first college tour, around my spring break, my sophomore year, 2015, first week of April, I heard that I was going to go on a college tour, and I didn't know what to expect, and I was, in my head, I was thinking, a college tour, my spring break, I mean, it's a break from school, and I'm going to be going to college, like college campuses. So I wasn't too thrilled about the idea, but as soon as we stepped into the first college campus, I knew this is what I had to do in my final coming years as a high schooler. And more I started to get intrigued with every college campus and what they had to offer in terms of majors and housing and, like, everything they have to offer. So one of the schools that caught my attention was Georgia State, because it's not too far from home. It's in the metro Atlanta area, and I saw the list of majors they had there, and more or less, they would have something along the lines of what I want to do, which is anesthesiology. So I look forward to applying there. And last summer, I believe, Miss Geneva took me and a small group of people on a college tour of Tech, and that is one of the best campuses I've seen. Really enjoyed it. At the time, I wanted to be a mechanical engineer, but then I started steering towards the occupation of anesthesiology. But if I was still wanting to be an engineer, I would go to Georgia, I would apply to Georgia Tech and hopefully be accepted.
Well, Miguel, thank you very much. I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you, Ms. Neva.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Well, we know you'll excel at whatever you decide to do, Miguel, so you may do both of them. You may be an anesthesiologist and a mechanical engineer. How about that?
That sounds like a tough work, a tough job, but it's possible.
Yes.
Sandy, I have another young lady that actually went on our first college tour, and she's gone with us another time. She's very, very active in the community, and her name is Breon Perkins. She goes to Pebble Brook School for the Performing Arts. Breon, are you on the line?
Yes. Hello.
Hi, Breon. How are you?
Good.
You've heard what all the other students talked about. If you'd like, can you basically talk about your experience on the college tour and what your experience was like and if it had any type of impact on you so far?
Sure, I will. Okay. So the first college tour, I went when I was in fifth grade, so I don't remember much about that one. But the second one I went last year, which was my freshman year, and it impacted me wanting to go to Agni Scott College, all-women college for drama, theater, and dance, musical theater all together. And, like, when I want to go up, I want to do musical theater, Broadway, mostly plays. Then it will turn into some film and TV work. Yeah.
Very good. Breon, thank you. And Sandy, write it down. Save the date. You're going to see Breon on Broadway one day. Remember her name. Breon Perry.
Yes.
Hey, Breon. Go, girl, go.
And we have another young lady I'd like to bring on. I hope she called in. She is a future Pebble Brook Performing Arts student. Her mother is on our board, Deborah Duglin, and I'd like to have Aaliyah Duglin. Aaliyah, are you here?
Now, she is in the chat room. I'm not sure she's on the phone, too.
Okay.
Aaliyah, are you here? I'm going to send her a message in the chat room to tell her to call, okay?
Okay, very good. Very good. Well, I'd like to know if Aaron Cannon, Aaron, you're a senior now. Are you on the line, Aaron? And I keep saying the line. I know this isn't really a line, but Aaron, are you here? Aaron, if you're here, will you press 1? Aaron may not be here, but Aaron is a senior, and he's a 3.8 GPA McEachin High School student and also in the McEachin band.
I just opened up somebody else's line, so I'm not sure who that is.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Ms. Geneva, this is Carrie Barber in Macon, Georgia, president with the Walnut Creek Neighborhood Organization. How you doing?
Carrie Barber, hello.
Hi, was that Miguel on the other line a little while ago?
That was Miguel Barber, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, well, he's my nephew.
Very good.
Yes.
Awesome man.
Yes, he is. I've been listening, and I've been really inspired by what I'm hearing. I listen to the children call in, and I think this is a very good program, and we're actually looking forward to working with STEAM when they come down to Macon and to do community service. You know, I'm working in conjunction with Volunteer Macon to organize some services for them to provide in 2 or 3 different locations. And we're looking forward to it, and I think it's going to be really good for them and us.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate you, and I appreciate you because every time I call you, if I don't reach you, you call me right back, and I really like that. So thank you very much for quickly responding to us and jumping into action because you called me with some results before I even realized. I mean, it was just so quick. So I really thank you for your dedication to helping us out.
Oh, yes, yeah. We're all in, and we look forward to seeing you guys in April.
Thank you. Looking forward to seeing you as well.
Okay, thank you. Y'all have a good evening.
Thank
you.
Okay,
too.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
So, audience, you have heard some extremely well-spoken, intelligent young people. Yes.
Oh, this is Aaliyah.
Hi, Aaliyah.
Okay.
Hey,
hi. How are you guys doing?
We're good. How are you?
I'm good.
Great,
I was trying to talk, but it wasn't actually working, so I don't know what was going on. But yeah. So I'm Aaliyah. Like Miss Geneva said, I'm a future Pebble Brook Performing Arts student in the field of acting. My first college tour was actually last year, but since the age of 8, I've been going to different college fairs and different things like that to go in front of different colleges so that they will know me, know my name, so that when I apply to colleges, if there are different people that I've talked to in admissions, they'd be like, oh, I know that girl. She was at this such and such college fair. And so my experience with Miss Geneva's college tour was for the first time, I was really excited as a seventh grader. I was 11, and it was just really exciting because I'd never actually been, like, on college campuses, going into different dorms and different things like that. So it was pretty exciting to be inside of a dorm, be inside of an actual classroom, and get the feel of what college life was going to be like at such a young age. And I think that the best part of Miss Geneva's college tour was how the structure was, how we were able to go into these different college campuses. We were able to go into classrooms, talk to different students, and actually get to interact with students like we were college students on their campus. But in reality, we were just a group of kids that were on their campus invading their space. So I think that it's a pretty educational tour, and also it's really good for young minds and also older minds, because of the fact that even if you are like a senior in high school, it's like a better chance for you because you're going into college like next year, and so you're meeting all of these different people in the admissions office and different places like that. So their name is fresh in your mind, and you get different contact informations and things like that. So if you're going into college next year, you're like the first person that they're going to think about versus like a younger freshman in high school, because you're older and you're going into college, so you have a greater chance of being on their contact list. So yeah, that's probably what my experience was like.
Well, Aaliyah, thank you very much. And Sandy, also look for Aaliyah's name to be in lights soon. Aaliyah is one
that's
of our
right.
stars. She
yes,
was on TV. She went to the state capitol, and actually she was on TV a few months ago during the last session talking about a bill that was passed to her heart. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, we went down to the Capitol, I think it was last week, and I'm actually going to be a page for Representative Michael Smith on next Wednesday. So that was a pretty
cool.
So.
Very good.
Excellent.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Very good. And
so,
Sandy, I'm sorry. I had one other person that made me on. I hope he's on. I'm not sure if he's on. He is also, Aaliyah is homeschooled, by the way. This young man is also homeschooled. I hope he's on. His name is Braylon Truitt. Braylon, are you on? If so, will you press 1?
We got one. Hold on 1 second.
Hello?
Okay. Yes.
Hello?
Hi. This is Braylon.
Hey, Braylon.
Hey, Braylon.
Yeah. My college experience, well, I went on the college tour last year. It was exciting going to different colleges and seeing what all their curriculums were about. But I think I might go to Georgia Tech. I really want to be an engineer or a pilot. So those are my goals. But for anybody who's listening, a college tour is a great experience for those who are not sure which colleges they might want to go to in the future. It helps you to decide on which one you want to go to. Hello?
Thank you, Braylon. And thanks, Braylon. Braylon is very strong in community service as well. As a matter of fact, all of our kids are very strong in community service. As a matter of fact, I'm blessed in the aspect that if I give them a call or give their mom a call, they show up, they are on time, they work hard, and I'm very, very grateful for that. For all of you, I'm very grateful for you. I'm not sure, Braylon, that may be your phone. I'm not sure what's going on. Okay. I had to stop that one. That was a lot of noise. So, audience, you've heard 4 strong young men that could articulate, that could describe and their experiences of what they benefited from going on the college tours with Miss Geneva with the Sting Incorporated. So I am supporting Miss Geneva and Sting because they're, it's coming up in just a few short weeks. They need to get some financial backing. They need to have money to put in the gas tanks. They need money to rent the car, rent the vans, to take these children to do to be on the college tour. Geneva gave us the list of colleges that they're taking the children to. They've got community service they're going to do when they get to Macon. So I'm asking for everyone that's on the call, if it's $10, if it's $20, whatever you can do to support the work that Sting Incorporated is involved in with these young people. You heard them. Powerful. Young lady starting the college tours at 8 years old, and she was very strong. The guys, I was so impressed that there were so many young men, young African-American men that were able to articulate complete thoughts and were very appreciative of the opportunities that Sting has extended to them. So, again, Sting, S-T-I-N-G, Incorporated. They're on Facebook. They're on PayPal, crowdfunding. You can reach Miss Geneva at 404-625-6543. Give her a call. Connect with her on Facebook. But please support the students. Support the youth that are involved in this organization. Like I said, there is none like Geneva. She will knock down doors to get for these children what the children need. And so I'm asking you to please support them. Just support the organization. And Geneva, hats off and a great deal of tremendous gratitude to you for the incredible work that you're doing with the youth in the community. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Sandy, and thank you for giving all of us an opportunity to come on your show tonight.
Absolutely, my pleasure. So we're going to bring up Alisa. Alisa, you there?
Yes, I'm here, Sandy.
Hi.
Hi.
So you have an organization called Soar to College. You want to tell us about that? Well, what do you do in that?
Sure. Again, my name is Elisa Turner. I am the founder of SOAR, which is Scholarship, Opportunities, Assistance, and Research. And okay. I started this company based on helping my own children wanting to go to college and trying to find funding for them. So with that, the process is so overwhelming sometimes that it's very difficult for kids and parents alike to navigate the scholarship process. And so I wanted to be able to share information with students and parents to get them to understand what it takes in order to compete and apply for scholarships. So I help students to navigate through that process. One student at a time. It's a one-on-one approach. It's a personalized approach because all students are different. They're coming from different backgrounds. Their academics are different. So you have to be strategic in finding scholarships that are going to best fit who they are. But more importantly, it's about changing the mindset of students to realize that there is a lot of money available to students if they want to go out and search for that money. So they have to be proactive. A lot of times students are geared up for college and they want to go to school. They put in the work to go to school, but often they don't prepare and create a scholarship plan for themselves as or how they're going to pay for it. And a lot of students just think the parents are going to pay for it or they either take out a loan. So my goal is to teach students and parents that we have options, and the options are there is scholarship money available, but we have to figure out how to do it. And it is a very overwhelming process to just the student alone. So engaging parents and helping them to understand what it takes to prepare the student is what we need to be thinking about early enough before they get to 12th grade and then they get into the school that they want to go to, but they don't have funding, and sometimes that changes where they're going to end up going for school. So our motto is success happens where preparation meets opportunity. If you are prepared for the opportunity when it comes along, you'll be successful. So students need to be engaged in ninth grade, even before ninth grade. There are scholarships for K through 12th grade. And students need to be aware that that's out there and that they can apply for scholarships. There are all types and all different fields, art, language, writing, reading, and just getting students to understand what it takes to prepare for a scholarship is what we do here. So my goal, again, is a personalized approach, one-on-one with the student. And often when students are in high school, they have a counselor, and the counselors are great, but counselors have over 500 students that they're working with. So they can't often give that personalized approach to helping them to find scholarships. So because I've accessed this already and been through the process, I have two children, and my son has already graduated from college, and he is debt-free. And my daughter is currently in college.
Congratulations.
Yes, and I'm very excited.
That's a major accomplishment, though. Yeah.
It's a major accomplishment to come out with no debt and earning scholarship money as he continues on through college. He graduated this past May from Southern Polytechnic State University. And I'm excited for him because he's doing great things. And he was a mechatronics engineer, so he's working in his field. And my daughter, who is currently at Agnes Scott College, is doing awesome as well. She's a psychology pre-med major, and she currently has no debt. And that's our goal, is to get her through undergraduate college without any debt. And so I want to be able to share that process with other students to let them know if you have a scholarship plan, you can also be able to earn scholarship money. And a lot of times students, they do well. They have, you know, they get scholarships for academics, and sometimes it pays some of them, pays some of the way, and sometimes they have money left over or they have a gap. If you have that gap, that is where you need to start looking to see how you're going to fill that need with additional scholarships. So teaching students that that is what they need to start looking for ahead of time so that you are applying to scholarships before you even go to school. And then the other side is students who are currently in college to continue to look for scholarships while you're in college and apply for those, because that is how you continuously build your financial plan for the rest of your 4 years. And what happens is students get into college and they just stop and they don't apply while they're in school. But you can be proactive while you're in school. And we continuously are applying for scholarships. My daughter still applies for scholarships now. And I've had a lot of students come through the program, which is set up to be, there are several different sessions, but the most important session is a 15-week session. It's tailored to that particular person. We talk about building your scholarship brand. We talk about crafting an essay that is eye-catching and appealing to a scholarship committee. We talk about college and your career exploration and just building your brand of who you are as a student and what you want to obtain. And there are several different scholarship profiles, so you have to figure out who you are as a person. So we do a lot of self-reflection, a lot of engaging in who you want to be and what you want to be. And I often tell students, if you are not able to write your plan out, then you don't know what you're wanting to do. So we search for ways to get them to understand who they are as a person and to write that plan out so that when you are applying for these scholarships, it is apparent to the scholarship committees that you are engaged, you are know who you are as a person, and you have passion behind it. And oftentimes, passion is what makes the person be able to win those scholarships. It's about passion. Of course, academics is a great thing, too. But when you're reading an essay, the passion has to come across the page, and that's the most important thing that we're trying to convey to the students that I work with. So, again, I'm on Facebook, Twitter. It's soartocollege.com is the website. I can be reached at elisa@soartocollege.com or soartocollege@gmail.com. My contact number is 770-827-3850. I offer a free session for to orientation so you can get to know what the services are about. But we offer three ranges of services. It's a two-hour session that I offer. That's more of a general overview of the scholarship program. Then we do our SOAR training session, which is a master class. It's for 9th through 12th grade students. And we have a senior crash course for students who are in their senior year and they need critical help immediately. It is more fast-paced because we've got to get through the process to help them search for scholarships, to build their brand really fast. And then we have a college debt-free zone for students currently in college and what they need to do. So all that pricing and things are on the website for students and parents to go and take a look at. But our goal is to educate students that there is scholarship money left on the table every year that students do not apply for.
Powerful, powerful message. And so I just wanted to, I'm making notes myself, but I wanted to clarify a couple of points. So your email is Elisa, E-L-I-S-A, at SOAR, S-O-A-R. Now, is that T-O to college or the number two college?
It's T-O.
Okay, so that's SOAR, T-O, college.com, and the website is SOARtocollege.com. You're on Facebook,
yes.
You're on Twitter, and you gave us a phone number, 770-827-3850.
Yes.
You know, those,
and
really. Go ahead.
Oh, I want students to know that they can begin the process early so that when they get to 12th grade, they're not panicked, overwhelmed by the process, because it is a tedious process. But once you learn how to develop your essays and create your resumes and things of that nature, and you continuously apply, you get better each time you're applying for a scholarship. So you're learning how to compete for the scholarship. Now, you won't win them all, and we don't expect you to win them all. We don't expect you to not apply. We expect you to apply in order to compete. If you're not in it, you cannot win it. And so students need to know you can't just pop up and say, I'm going to apply for a scholarship, and you haven't put in any work. You need to put in the work beforehand, so when you get to start applying for those scholarships, the process is seamless. So that is what we're trying to get to understand.
Okay, that's wonderful. And again, I wanted to commend you on having one son, one child that's graduated debt-free out of college, debt-free, and your daughter is attending an absolute marvelous college, no debt. That is just unheard of most times in today's economy. That's why a lot of children, I think, don't go to college because of the possibility of incurring debt. So my hat's off to you. That is powerful. Now, when initially you would be working with the student and the parent, but then you were saying that the student should stay in contact with you to be able to
to get money while they're in college also. So would you then just be working with the student, or would you continue working with the parent and the student? That was I wanted to know.
Right. The initial consultation is definitely with the parent, because the parent is really the most important person in the process. They're the ones
right.
that are going to guide the structure of the whole and set the tone for the student to be able to be engaged in applying for the scholarships and to motivate them more or less to continue with the process. Even when we have students in college, I find that they really still need some, even though they may be grown or so to speak, they still need just that motivation piece by the parent to say you can continue on. And parents can
right.
help students by searching for scholarships themselves. There's FastWeb.com,
okay.
there's scholarship.com. There are a lot of different sites that parents can go on and look for scholarships for kids and to help them along the way. But it's more about organizing your time and preparing for that. And that's what we teach the students in the program, is that you have to be prepared when that opportunity comes to you. If you put in the work ahead of time, then the process is a lot easier. And the goal is apply, apply, apply. You continue to apply. There are no guarantees in the program, but it is based on the student's determination and commitment. And you have to have an expectation that I am going to win. I'm set up this way. I'm going to win something.
Mm-hmm.
You go get expectation, because God gives us, he has an expectation for us, so we have to have an expectation for ourselves. And so teaching the students, it is truly about changing your mindset to be successful. And so that's what we want. Student loan debt is over 20,000 plus after a student graduates. We have to change
exactly.
that. It's
yes,
more
ma'am.
Like a other form of economic slavery for student loans. And so we
yes,
have
ma'am.
To get to understand, you have to make the adjustment in the mind. And even if students have a full ride to school, which is absolutely fantastic, what does scholarships do for you in the future? Especially if you want to do advanced degrees, you have more money to go to do that advanced degree instead of just mm-hmm. not doing anything. So even if you have a full ride, there are other things you might want to be involved in. You might want to buy a car. You might want to be a part of an organization. You might just want to hang out with friends. Well, you still need funding to do all those great things you want to do. You may want to take a trip abroad somewhere. You still need funding. So we tell students, because you have a full ride, it's fantastic, but let's go for more. Let us not just stop because you have a full ride. And there are scholarships even for students who are a C student. So it's not always the student who's an A that wins the scholarship. There are scholarships strictly for students who are C, which means you may have a 2.5 or 2.7 out there, and only you can apply for those scholarships. So that's, the range
wow.
is amazing. So students really need to know, don't give up. You keep trying until you find something that's going to fit you. Not all scholarships are going to fit the same person. They're going to be tailored to who you are. And I can give an example. If you're a student who's engaged in community service, like Geneva was talking about, her students are service-driven, there's tons of scholarships for community service students. And so those
okay.
are the things you want to really hone in on if you have that set. And so that is part of your scholarship profile. You are a community service person. So just getting students
okay.
to understand who they are as a person and how they are going to engage is what we want to teach them and position them for a scholarship and to develop their profile and help them to learn how to organize the scholarship process and create the essays that are going to win. I sit on a board for National Hookup of Black Women, and we see strong students come through, and we offer a scholarship every year, and we have a $500 scholarship we're giving away. I'm over that committee, so I know what scholarship committees are looking for when we are looking at applications and we're looking for a well-rounded student. And so it's not all about just an A student. You have to be engaged in community.
Alisa, you are just powerful, man. I just was like, I couldn't even keep up with you making all the notes. So anybody that's listening to this call, contact Alisa. That's Elisa at SOARTOcollege.com. Check her out on her website, SOARTOcollege.com. Contact by Facebook or Twitter or call her, 770-827-3850. She sounds like the person that you need in your arsenal so that when your child goes away to college that they can come out without being burdened with the debts, the student loans and all of like that, because it is another form of slavery, and it makes education something that, you know, like I said, the children are not even looking at because they're like, well, I don't want to start off like that. You know, I don't want to start off my adult life in debt to something. So thank you so much, Alisa, and the work that you do, you're so passionate and so committed to the work, and you shared so much with us. I know you're going to be getting some calls from some of the listeners of tonight's show. So thank you once again. I appreciate you. Keep doing the work that you're doing, and the best of, to you and your children, and congratulations once again.
Thank you, Sandy, for having me here and just being a part of the community and just sharing the message that we can change the mindsets of students and parents alike, but we have to be engaged in the process. So that's what
yes,
I'm here
indeed.
For. So please, thank you.
Thank you. And lastly, we have Stephanie from the Ivy Foundation. Stephanie is actually calling in from New York. Stephanie, thank you for being so patient with us tonight. And I would love for you to tell us about the work that you're doing in your community and how we can support you and the work that you're doing.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for having me. It's really a privilege to speak tonight and to listen from future leaders and people who are inspirational. I'm part of the Ivy Foundation. I'm the founder in which I support high school students and middle school students with scholarships and internships and events and opportunities to reach them. Coming from a background that doesn't come from a silver platter, I understand the needs of my community, and I wanted to fill that gap. So here at the Ivy Foundation, we target at-risk youth, single parents, and low-income families in which we provide them support. We provide them a language for them to learn. We provide them internship search. We provide scholarships, and we provide opportunities for them to just better themselves. We believe here that leaders can be raised, although you have circumstances that are beyond your control.
Excellent. So now, the work that you're doing, how long have you been in the trenches of doing the work that you're doing?
I started this work in 2014 when a young youth from my church approached me and asked for tutoring in English Regents and Science Regents, which is basically a final exam that is required to take in order to pass high school. So in order for them to pass those exams, they needed tutoring. So from that need, I saw her struggling, and I was able to help her, and she passed with a great score, and she's on track to go to college. I saw that need with just one student, and I just wondered how many other students are struggling with a class, and I can fill that gap. So from there, I started targeting youth from my church and asking them, do they need help? Of course, people need help in math and science. And I started seeing that need and that alignment, and also saw that need in my community. So with those two desires and those two passions, I saw myself fitting in. But I also saw myself that I couldn't do everything alone. I train people in which they're able to do the same work as I am to help others, individuals to be raised.
Oh, okay. And you're a student yourself, right? You're in college now, right?
Yes. I'm at Brooklyn College where I'm studying pre-med and sociology and with human resources development and management. I ultimately want to become a physician, but right now I see the need in my community for students to have scholarships and internships.
So how many people do you have working with you?
10.
Wow, that's 10 wonderful.
10 individuals.
That's wonderful. Okay. And so how many students do you serve with the staff of 10?
With the staff of 10, I'm able to serve 40 students. 10 middle school students, in which we help them with the high school application process. Many of our students want to be in health career fields, want to be in law and technology. They already have the desire. So basically, we target those high schools in our community, and we match them with their grades, and we also look for opportunities in which they're able to make impact at a young age. We believe that age is not a hindrance in which they're able to better themselves and uphold themselves. And also we have 20 high school students in which we're enforcing and encouraging them to start looking for internships, start looking for programs in which you can show your leadership skills and start doing things in your community that is paying forward.
So what type of support do you have from your community, from the adult population?
Not much support. That's why I use the scholarships I have to support my community. I use the little scholarships I have, and I'm working on getting other funders to also support me as well.
So are you using your scholarship to fund?
Yes.
Okay. Is there no agencies? I wonder if you could talk to Alisa and get some information from the work that she's doing. Maybe that could be in contact with one another. Stephanie. Hello? We lost you completely, Stephanie. You know, I was just going to say you're such a courageous individual to risk her own scholarship fund in order to reach back. But that's what Alisa was talking about. You know, that the money that the scholarships. You know, even if you have a full ride, there were still some other additional expenses that you may have. And so that's what you're talking about, you know, being able to help the younger children, the younger youth in your community. So you're funding them through your scholarship. So I would encourage you to look for some investors. So how are you going about that? Have you talked with
Church or attending the Hope Global Forum in January was a big help, in which I was able to target investors. But one thing they want to see is they want to see the work being done. They want to see like more years being put in order to invest. So,
do you have a business plan going forward? You know how many people you want to serve and.
Yes, I do.
And are you taking that your business plan and approaching people as far as the financing? What exactly do you think that you require in order to service more of the children in your community, more families?
My ultimate business plan, I have already drafted it, and I have a contract. I have several contracts. In which they're reviewing and they're getting back to me and they're in the process and they're also giving me my feedback as well as what I need to do. So my approach is basically targeting also other organizations and foundations in New York City and how they can be of my help and how they can help me.
Are you a nonprofit organization? Have you incorporated
yet?
Yes,
I am.
Okay. So people making a donation to you would be able to write it off on their taxes.
Yes.
You want to share your contact information with the audience?
Sorry?
You want to share your contact information with the audience? Maybe there's someone on the line that would like to make a donation to you to,
I would love
to help support the work that you're doing. The floor is yours.
I would love to. My name is Stephanie Igbenovia. My contact information is 347-285-9059. My email address is ssdoc17@gmail.com. So you're free to email me, to text me, to call me.
Okay. Give me that email address one more time.
S-S-D-O-C.
F like a Frank or sugar, sugar?
Sugar, sugar.
Okay.
DOC.
Okay.
17.
Okay.
@gmail.com.
Okay. You were giving it a little fast, so we want to make sure that everybody was able to write it. I'm serious. You know, you say something too fast and we're confused and we don't know what to do. The first thing a person going to do is be like, oh, well, you know, I'll go on to the next person or to the next company that I can support. So always make sure that you take your time and you articulate each one, each letter, and whatever it is that you're given, especially when you're asking for people to support you. And then Stephanie's phone number is 347-285-9059. And again, that email, ssdoc17@gmail.com. And Stephanie, it's been such a pleasure to talk to you and to listen to your hopes and your dreams, and for you to have such a large heart to want to reach back and talk and to make a difference, a positive difference for the young people in your community. Are you running into any resistance in any kind of way from it with any programs that you're trying to do, or with trying to get additional people to work with you?
I want to say thank you, Sandy, for having me for this great opportunity. I never imagined myself to be here. Resistance, yeah, it can sometimes be discouraging, but I know the population I want to serve, and I know my goals and dreams for my next generation. So I just have to keep going. And with the faith I have in God, I know all things are possible. So,
yes, yes. Well, you're the one making it happen. So, you know, my hat's off to you. I'm serious. You know, you're a warrior out there, and you're not letting lack of money or lack of resources, people-wise or money-wise, stop you. You realize that you couldn't do it all by yourself, so you recruited some people and trained them so that you could not just serve one or two people, but you're serving 40 children. I think that's incredible. Absolutely incredible. So
thank you, Sandy.
Yeah,
it's the grace.
Welcome.
And I don't want money to be a hindrance for people not achieving their goals. So I definitely want that to be something that's bigger than that. Potential and desires are bigger than money. So
that, yeah,
I know.
And all of that,
when I'm paying
through,
for it.
You know? Yeah, and I get you with that, but at the same time, you need money in order to keep that your program going too.
Running.
You know? And so, yes, it takes a village, and so it shouldn't all be on your shoulders to do the work that you're doing in New York. Not if we have resources where someone could make a donation to your organization, to the Ivy Foundation. And can do you have PayPal as well, so that they could set you up a PayPal account? It's real simple, it's real easy, and it would just go straight through your email address. So, listeners, I would like for you to support Stephanie, talk to her, encourage her, send her a donation. So we've had just some incredible, incredible people. And Stephanie, thank you so much for being a part of this conversation. you rounded it out for us with your energy and your zest for wanting to help the younger people there in New York. And so is your organization, is it in Brooklyn?
Yes, it is. It's located in Brooklyn, New York.
Okay. Yeah, because I have a couple of friends that are from New York. I'm not that familiar with how it looks and how it operates, but I know that a couple of them are from Brooklyn. So I know that you have a huge population up there that needs the service.
We do.
Yeah. Well, keep your chin up. Like you say, you know, by the grace, you're already been anointed to make this work and to keep expanding and to include more and more people with hundreds of volunteers serving thousands of youth. And so I appreciate you. And please, you know, don't ever stop. You have my number. You know how to contact me. If I can ever be of any of assistance to you, please don't hesitate to call me. And I mean that. I'm making this a public. I'm making this public. Well, thank you, everybody. My guest tonight, Geneva Vanderhurst, with Sting Incorporated, that's steering triumphant innovators of the next generation. She has seven of the most incredible youth that I've heard in a long time. They were so well spoken, and they you could tell that they benefited from the college tours that they took. And Geneva, like I said, she's banging for those kids, and she never allows anything that to stand in her way from serving the children. So Geneva, we're going to support you. We do support you. And again, Geneva's information, make sure that you get in contact with her. And that was Sting Inc. She's on Facebook. Her telephone number is 404-625-6543. We had Alisa Turner that have children that have graduated from college completely debt-free. Reach Alisa at Alisa, E-L-I-S-A, at soartocollege.com. And her number is 770-827-3850. And then our last guest was Stephanie with the Ivy Foundation. Her phone number is 347-285-9059. And her email is ssdoc17@gmail.com. Thank you, everyone. This has just been a tremendous show. This is your host, Sandy Rogers. It has been my esteemed pleasure to introduce you to the ladies and to the youth that we're on for tonight. I love you. I bless you. I'll see you next week, same time. And that is it for Life, Love, and Wellness. Thank you for being here with us. Life, Love.